Okay, so we've talked about all these different types of self-care that are so important for caregivers, but let's get down to brass tacks. How do you actually make time for self-care when you're...
Feeling overwhelmed, like you're constantly on call.
Exactly, because that's one of the biggest hurdles for caregivers, isn't it? Finding that time.
Absolutely. So what does these resources suggest?
Well, one thing they talk about is the idea of segmenting your day.
Segmenting.
Yeah, basically it's about breaking your day down into manageable chunks and intentionally carving out time for yourself.
Like scheduling a meeting.
That's yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then actually showing up for that meeting.
I love that. And that's where those helpful apps we mentioned earlier can really come in
Oh, I see.
handy.
The ones designed specifically for caregivers.
Exactly. They can help you schedule medications, track appointments, coordinate care with other family members.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Utilizing technology to streamline those tasks and free up some mental space.
And I think it's also important to remember the power of communication.
Oh, absolutely.
Like being upfront with your care team about your needs and limitations.
Your doctor, nurses, social workers.
Exactly. It's
Yep.
about advocating for yourself and making sure your needs are being met as well.
Which can be tough, I know. Sometimes you just feel like you have to power through.
But it's so important to speak up.
It really is.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you've managed to carve out some time for yourself, but you're so drained that you just want to.
I lapse on the couch.
Exactly. You don't even have the energy to think about doing something enjoyable.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
So what do you do in those moments?
Well, one thing these resources suggest is having a go-to list of self-care activities that are.
Making easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Things that require minimal effort but still give you a little boost.
Like what kind of things?
It could be something as simple as listening to your favorite song, stepping outside for a few deep breaths of fresh air, reading a few pages of a captivating book.
I love that. It's about having those little pockets of rejuvenation scattered throughout your day.
Exactly. And remember, it's not about being perfect. Some days you might only manage a 5-minute breathing exercise, and that's okay.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Absolutely. Now let's circle back to a crucial aspect of self-care that we touched on earlier.
Sleep.
Yes, getting enough sleep is absolutely essential for caregivers, but it's often one of the first things to go when you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed.
Because you're up late worrying about your loved one, then up early tending to their needs. It's like a vicious cycle.
It really is. So these resources offer a variety of tips to help caregivers prioritize sleep.
Like what kind of tips?
Well, one recurring suggestion is creating a relaxing bedtime routine.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Things like dimming the lights, taking a warm bath, listening to calming music, or reading a book.
Anything that helps you relax and detach from the stresses of the day.
Exactly. And for those who struggle with racing thoughts or anxieties at bedtime, they suggest relaxation techniques like guided imagery or progressive muscle relaxation.
Those can be really helpful.
And if insomnia is a persistent issue, they encourage consulting with a doctor to explore other options like sleep aids or cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia.
It's about taking sleep seriously.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about another foundational element of self-care.
Nutrition.
You got it. It's so easy to let healthy eating habits slide when you're busy caring for someone else.
Grabbing whatever's quick and easy.
But these resources really emphasize the importance of nourishing your body with wholesome foods.
Especially when you're under stress.
Exactly. They recommend focusing on whole, unprocessed foods, like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains.
Foods that provide the nutrients your body needs to function optimally.
Give you the energy and stamina to handle the challenges of caregiving.
Okay, but how do you make time for healthy eating when you're already so busy?
That's where meal prepping can be a lifesaver.
Meal prepping.
Yeah, taking some time on the weekend to plan and prepare your meals for the week ahead.
Well, that's a good idea.
It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Even just chopping up some veggies or cooking a big batch of grains can make a big difference.
So you're not starting from scratch every night.
Exactly. And they also recommend having healthy snacks on hand for those times when you're on the go or feeling peckish.
Things like nut seeds, yogurt, or fruit.
Exactly. Things that will tide you over and prevent you from reaching for those less healthy options.
It's about being prepared.
And setting yourself up for success.
And don't forget about hydration.
Oh, yes. That's so important. Keeping a water bottle with you throughout the day and sipping on it regularly can make a big difference in how you feel.
Okay, so we've talked about sleep and nutrition. What about emotional self-care?
That's a big one because caregiving can be such an emotional roller coaster.
Ups and downs all the time, right?
Exactly. And these resources offer some really valuable insights into navigating those emotional challenges. One thing they emphasize is the importance of.
Self-compassion.
Yes, treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and forgiveness that you would offer to a friend.
It's about silencing that inner critic.
And acknowledging that you're doing the best you can in a difficult situation.
Which can be so hard when you're feeling overwhelmed and exhausted.
It really can. So these resources offer some practical tips for cultivating self-compassion.
Like what kind of tips?
Well, one suggestion is to practice mindfulness of your thoughts and feelings.
When you notice those negative self-judgments arising,
try to observe them without judgment and then gently redirect your attention to something more positive.
They also recommend talking to yourself the way you would talk to a friend who was going through a similar situation.
Would you berate your friend for making a mistake or feeling overwhelmed?
Probably not.
So why talk to yourself that way?
Right. It's about extending that same kindness and understanding to yourself.
Exactly. These resources also talk about the importance of setting boundaries, learning to say no, and prioritizing your own needs.
Which we touched on earlier, but it's so important. It's worth repeating.
It really is, because it's so easy to get caught up in the needs of others, especially when you're a caregiver.
But you can't pour from an empty cup.
Exactly. You need to take care of yourself in order to effectively care for others.
And that means sometimes saying no to requests or commitments that would drain your energy and leave you feeling resentful.
It's about recognizing your limits and respecting your own needs.
These resources also highlight the importance of processing your emotions.
Whether it's through journaling, talking to a therapist, or simply allowing yourself to feel and acknowledge what's coming up.
Creating space for those emotions instead of trying to suppress them.
Exactly. And they emphasize the importance of seeking support.
From friends, family, support groups, or a therapist.
It's about remembering that you're not alone in this journey.
Now, one area that these guides delve into that I find particularly fascinating is the concept of emotional resilience.
We touched on this briefly before, but let's unpack it a little more.
Okay. Because it seems like such a crucial quality for caregivers.
It really is. It's essentially the ability to bounce back from adversity, to cope with stress in a healthy way, and to adapt to change.
And caregiving is definitely full of challenges and changes.
Absolutely. So emotional resilience is like a superpower for navigating those ups and downs.
So how do you build this superpower?
Well, these resources emphasize that resilience isn't something you're born with. It's something you cultivate through practice and intention.
Like a muscle you have to strengthen.
Exactly. And one of the most powerful strategies they highlight is the importance of focusing on what you can control.
Because when you're in the midst of a challenging situation, it's easy to feel like everything is spiraling out of control.
You feel helpless.
But these resources encourage caregivers to shift their focus.
To identify those areas where they do have agency.
Where they can make choices and take action.
Exactly. It's about empowering yourself, recognizing that even in the midst of chaos, there are things you can influence.
And they also talk about the importance of having a positive outlook.
Focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on problems.
Which isn't about denying the difficulties or pretending everything is okay.
Right. Right. It's about choosing to approach challenges with a hopeful and constructive mindset.
It's about looking for the silver lining.
Seeking out opportunities for growth and learning even in the midst of adversity.
And it's about celebrating those small wins.
Acknowledging your own strength and resilience.
And these resources also emphasize the importance of self-care, which we've been talking about all along.
Taking care of your physical and emotional well-being strengthens your ability to cope with stress and adversity.
It's like building a solid foundation.
So you're equipped to weather the storms.
And another key component of emotional resilience is
having a strong support system.
Exactly. Those supportive relationships can really help you bounce back from challenges.
It's about having people you can turn to for encouragement, advice, a listening ear, or even just a distraction when you need a break.
And these resources also talk about the importance of finding meaning and purpose, even in the midst of difficult times.
Connecting with something bigger than yourself.
Whether it's a spiritual practice, a creative pursuit, or a commitment to a cause you believe in.
That sense of purpose can provide a powerful anchor, a source of strength and motivation when you're feeling overwhelmed.
It's about finding something that gives you a sense of hope and meaning, even when things are tough.
Now, I want to touch on one more aspect of emotional resilience that these guides discuss.
Okay.
And it's the idea of reframing challenges as opportunities for growth.
I love that. It's about shifting your perspective, seeing difficulties not as setbacks, but as stepping stones on your journey.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that even the toughest experiences can teach us valuable lessons, strengthen our resilience, and shape us into the people we're meant to be.
It's about finding the lessons and the growth, even in the midst of pain and hardship.
Now, I know we've covered a lot of ground here, and it might feel a bit overwhelming. So I want to pause for a moment and ask you, what are some self-care strategies that you're finding particularly helpful in your own life?
That's a great question. I think for me, one of the biggest takeaways has been the importance of mindfulness. Incorporating those little moments of presence throughout my day has made a huge difference in my stress levels and my ability to stay grounded.
I love that. And for me, I think the idea of reframing challenges as opportunities for growth has been really powerful. It's a shift in perspective that I'm trying to cultivate in my own life.
It's about choosing to focus on the positive, the lessons learned, and the strengths gained, rather than dwelling on the negative.
Exactly. And I think it's a reminder that even in the midst of difficulty, there's always something to learn and something to be grateful for.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. I don't know about you, but my head is spinning with all these amazing self-care strategies. We've covered so much ground.
We really have. And I'm feeling energized just thinking about all the different ways caregivers can prioritize their own well-being.
But I think there's one more thing we need to address.
And what's that?
The guilt.
Oh, the guilt. Yeah. That feeling that if you're taking time for yourself, you're somehow being selfish.
Especially when you're responsible for caring for another person.
It's like this ingrained belief that self-care is a luxury that caregivers can't afford.
But what these resources really drive home is that self-care isn't about neglecting your responsibilities. It's actually the opposite.
It's about recognizing that when you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to take care of others.
Exactly. You can't pour from an empty cup.
If you're constantly depleting your own energy and resources, you're not going to have anything left to give.
It's like that oxygen mask analogy they use on airplanes.
You have to put on your own mask first before you can assist others.
And I think that's such a powerful metaphor for caregiving.
It really is. And not only does self-care benefit you directly, but it also sets a positive example for the person you're caring for.
Oh, that's a good point.
When you prioritize your own well-being, you're modeling healthy habits.
You're showing them that it's okay to take care of themselves too.
Exactly. It's a ripple effect.
Now, I know we focused a lot on practical tips and strategies, but I think it's also important to acknowledge the emotional toll that caregiving can take.
Oh, absolutely. It's a role that brings up a wide range of emotions. Love, compassion, frustration, grief, exhaustion.
And it's important to give yourself permission to feel all of it.
These resources really encourage caregivers to create space for those emotions, to acknowledge them without judgment, and to find healthy ways to process them.
Whether it's through journaling, talking to a therapist, spending time in nature, or engaging in creative pursuits.
Finding those outlets for emotional expression is so important.
And I think it's worth reiterating the importance of seeking support when you need it.
Yes, you don't have to go through this alone.
There are friends, family members, support groups, therapists.
A whole network of people who can offer a listening ear, encouragement, and guidance.
It's about building that village, that community of support.
So you don't have to navigate this journey alone.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into self-care for caregivers, I want to leave you with this question. What is one small act of self-care you can commit to today?
It doesn't have to be anything grand or time-consuming.
It could be as simple as taking 5 minutes to sit in silence and focus on your breath.
Calling a friend to chat.
Listening to your favorite song.
It's about making a conscious choice to prioritize your well-being, even if it's just for a few moments.
Remember, small steps lead to big changes.
And be kind to yourself. It's a journey, not a destination.
We hope this deep dive has provided you with some valuable insights and practical strategies for integrating self-care into your life as a caregiver.
Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential for being the best caregiver you can be.
And it's a gift you give not only to yourself, but to everyone around you.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into self-care for caregivers. Until next time, take care of yourselves.